Yeah, Carl's got, he's a really good athlete, really smooth, fluid athlete. He's got a lot of twitch. He's obviously had a lot of success as a pass rusher. He's got relentless play. You know, inside, outside, I think that'll be determined. But we think he has the ability to do both. But the pass rush is obviously, I think he had 21 sacks and 44 tackles for loss over the last couple of years. So he's very productive there.
What kind of scheme did he play in?
He had his hand down, so it'll be a little bit of a transition. But if you watch him play, he's so athletic on his feet. He can drop. He's got really good hands. He can catch a ball very well. So, you know, that's something that our guys put him through workouts. We felt really comfortable there.
With his size, where do you think he'll get a look first?
Outside, I would think so. But, you know, a lot of that can change pretty fast.
A lot of the draft day publications have this guy as a second, third round pick. I don't want to ask the question. You surprised he was still there. But
yeah. You know, we feel fortunate he was there. A lot of times guys with that kind of production don't usually last as long, but I wouldn't say we were surprised. You're never really kind of surprised, but we felt very fortunate that he was there.
Is it just the manner of the best player, or is this one of those deals where you want to become more versatile on defense and maybe he gets you?
I think it was just the best player.
Mm-hmm. So what about the length there? I know you guys would prefer, you know, 6'3 or 6'4 at least.
Yeah, probably one of the reasons he was staring us in the face where he was, you know, was the fact that he's not your prototypical 6'4", 35-inch arm type of guy. But, you know, after watching the tape and doing the workout stuff, I think we felt comfortable that he transitioned to this league pretty well.
Did he make up some of that, Brian, with his strength? I saw some of his weight room numbers. Mm-hmm. Looked pretty impressive.
Yeah, very explosive athlete. You could look at his jumps, 37-inch vertical jump, 10-1 broad. He's an explosive athlete, and that helps when you have lack of length. You've got to get guys off you, and we kind of felt he could do some of that stuff.
This guy wasn't involved at all in that play with Wisconsin with the ball, you know, time running out and all that stuff?
Not that I'm aware of.
Just checking.
Yeah, okay.
He played inside.
I'm sorry?
How much did he play inside, did you say, over his career?
Hardly any. No, so that would be a complete transition. You know, he's been an edge guy most of his career. You know, I think playing inside is much more production than playing outside. I mean, he's a pass rusher. That's what he does best.
The fullback pass, is that intriguing at all with him?
Yeah, you know, we're looking at him as a pass rusher. I think that's what we're looking at him as. So.
Is that the double backer role, as they called it? I mean, does that fit with what you're trying to do with the elephant position?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't really, you know, that's kind of more a coach question. But, I think what we liked about him was the ability to get off the ball, create edge pressure. He was relentless, and he had a variety of moves. He's not just a skin-the-corner guy. He can counter. He's got the explosive power we talked about before. And I think that those were the things. I mean, you know, pass rushers in this league are very, very hard to find. And if you can find them, you know, you just look at the teams that are winning, and they usually have them. So.
Remind you of anyone?
No, I can't say anyone in particular, you know. Nothing comes to mind.
Goody, before we lose you, can you kind of give us your thoughts on the other guys you've picked through the course as the college scouting director? You know, what do you think of Clinton Dix? What do you think of the tight end from
sure,
et cetera?
Yeah, just quick, because we'll be back on the clock here soon. But Ha-Ha, I mean, you know, tremendous range, ball skills, comes from a program that, you know, these guys are well-schooled, especially in the secondary. So felt very fortunate to get him. Devontae, you know, 230-some catches in 2 years. Very strong at the ball, at the point of the ball. Very strong after the catch. And he's the body type that we kind of like around here. You know, he's a big physical guy. You know, Kyrie was an interesting one that kind of came up later in the process. But, you know, he has so much twitch and so much upside, which is something we couldn't pass on. We kind of, you know, he can run. He's a 4'9 guy for a 312-pound man. So the kid can run. He's got a lot of upside. We felt fortunate to get him. And then Richard, just one of the best ball skill guys in the draft. You know, the guy catches it really, really well. So comes from pedigree, obviously, with his dad. Been around football a long time.